All right, I am going to talk about saving money and a little thing I've noticed. And I think it'll be beneficial to someone. In case you're new to my program, I am an intuitive and a coach. And I help people do really extraordinary things like create the financial life of their dreams. So if you are ready to do something extraordinary, if you're ready to heal a negative pattern in your life, you're ready to transcend a limitation in your life, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to my single session. We can talk about money in that. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I really want to talk to somebody about money, because it's hard, to find someone to have a conversation with about money where it's not their business, right? Like sometimes if you're talking to a financial planner, they're thinking about your investment strategies as opposed to they try, I know they really do try to think about your holistic experience and looking at maybe some of your fears and your doubts and your worries. That's what we can talk about. So information on my services again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at my single session. Take a look at the, I have a Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, which is a month. It's a great way to, if you're like, I'm tired of having this relationship with my finances. There's so much we can do in that month together. And then I've just added the email intuitive coaching. All right, let's talk about savings. I do believe everybody has to do savings their own way. And I put no rules on how to do it. And I've talked about many times on this program, I had to teach myself how to save. And the way I did it was this 10% rule. And so I've been having conversations with people who've probably heard me talk about the 10% thing I do. But I think a piece that I leave out is in addition to setting like saving and how people do it and how they get started, and then intuitively figuring out what was going to work for me. I had to do this intuitively because all the rules and all the gurus saying do your money this way just never felt good to me, which makes sense because money is a very personal, intimate relationship, right? So, in no way am I trying to tell you how to do your relationship, but I am hearing this kind of notion of not letting the money sit there. One of the benefits of savings and the way I was to re really able to get into saving was hearing the great Amanda Francis, who talks so eloquently about money specifically. But one of the things she talked about as she was learning to save was she started calling it having money. And so that is the power, is having it. And then it creates its own vibration that makes you magnetic to more and more abundance. But if you're not letting it be there, like I've heard some people say, like, oh, well, I put it there and then I pull it right back out. I get it, but maybe you need to adjust your requirements around saving. So maybe it's not 10%, maybe it needs to be 3% that you just let it sit there. And I don't care if it's $3, let it sit there, right? And I'm not saying don't touch it. I know there's that school of thought of don't touch it, which I did study extensively, and there is great power in letting it sit there. And I do appreciate that. But I think it's a fine line between calling it savings and the power of savings when you're not really letting it sit there. So maybe you have a plan in place that's not working for you. And so I would encourage you to adjust the plan so you can feel good. Because I don't think it really feels good from the conversations I've been having and tuning into the energy of that conversation. It doesn't feel good to put something there to say you did it, right? Checking a box and then only to use it or move it back to your checking account. Again, I'm not all up in your business financially, but the goal of saving and having money is a tool of empowerment. And so if you have a system of savings in place that doesn't empower you, then change it until it does and keep experimenting until it does. It's your relationship, right? I had a client some years back who really felt bummed out. Like she had tried a method where, a lot of the gurus were talking about some years ago, where you keep your savings separate from maybe your current, the bank that you bank with your checking. So you might do an internet-based bank and put savings into that. But she was telling me the same story. She would just wind up moving the money back, and she felt so much guilt and shame around that whole process. So here it was, a technique that she had learned and took on from the most sincere part of her heart. It wasn't working for her. And that is, again, one of my hesitations with money gurus, is they'll give you a technique, but what they need to say behind all of that is, try it out. This may not work for you. Find something else, but don't create a system where you're constantly feeling guilt and shame around it, because it's not benefiting you. You might as well just put all the money in your checking and be good with it, right? And feel good and know, you know? So essentially, it's not just, this conversation is just not about saving. It's about money in general. Do money in a way that makes you feel good, and keep experimenting until you find the right system. And every time you upgrade, every time you do something different, when I say upgrade, maybe you take on another piece of debt. Debt is not bad. It's just an opportunity to pay something off over time, right? Or to use a resource, you know. I think of debt now as just a resource. And so anytime you do something different, you're going to have to shift your systems and be willing to experiment with that. And I think this goes for anything new we do in our life. We're going to have to shift systems. When you take on a new job, you're going to have to do your systems a little bit differently. If you take on a new relationship, you're going to have to do things a little bit differently in your day-to-day life. And that's okay, as long as it works for you. And you will experiment, and it's okay if you're finding that, hey, this pattern and this way of doing things isn't working, let me try something else. Cool? Savings is meant to make you feel good. Savings is meant to make you feel empowered. It's not another system of you're right or wrong, or you get an A or you get an F. It's meant to enhance the quality of your life, not take away from it. So do it in a way that makes you feel good. Cool? All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you want to talk about money, you want to talk about it on a spiritual level, you want to talk about money manifestation, you want to talk about creating systems in your life where money is your homie and your friend and your ally and there to enhance the quality of your life, then I would love to have that conversation with you. Conversation about money without guilt and shame and worry and fear and doubt. Yes, let's do it. You can schedule a session with me. You can also look into my Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. We can spend a month and you get to design your systems and try things, and you get support and you get to talk about it, and I can give you intuitive insight, and I can give you money manifestation wisdom and some general money wisdom. I've spent a lot, like probably the thing I've studied most outside of anything else has been money and money manifestation. So I know a lot about it. And I all the studying I've done, I found that there are only a handful of like true truths that carry across whoever's teaching, and everything else is experimental, right? And saying, hey, this worked for me, why don't you try it? So if you want to start your own experiment so that you can create a really healthy, loving relationship with money, then consider my services. Again, Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.